Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 10th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Doing well. What people don't know is that in my live feed update contract that we all have, it says that I'm only permitted to do updates where we're going to be here for a really long time or for a really short time. So that's why you guys got me today.
Yes. Another short update here for today. Not much going on in the Big Brother 20 house at the moment. So this will be a short one without rambling to make it even longer. So
just to prepare you. Before we start, maybe you can like share with us your notes, your extensive list of notes for the day. Do you even have any?
I have six conversations and then two events. So
okay. So inside baseball, just from my end, when before, like even if I'm caught up during the entire day, if I'm watching for an entire day, I'll still go through in the morning. I'll check some of the update accounts, some of the websites, some of the tweet accounts, and I'll just go through and make sure I remember everything that went on. So this morning I was scrolling through Big Brother Daily's updates, and I think they had 11 tweets yesterday, which covered two conversations, about five or six tweets each. So that's the kind of day that we're here to talk about.
Yeah, BB Daily did not have the daily recap up this morning.
Yeah, that was another thing. Yeah, there was like nothing to even put up. That they might just not even put a recap up from yesterday.
Yeah, it's just a gone from history.
There's nothing to talk about.
Here's some things to talk about from what happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. No more have nots. No more have nots in the house. Very exciting.
I mean, here's another cold take. I like to give all the cold takes that I have, but we need to find some kind of off-season podcast to rework either how have nots should work in the future, if there is a future of Big Brother, or just start the petition to get rid of them, because another season's going by where have nots had zero impact on the game. I mean, besides a pissed off JC here and there, and you know, it's just completely pointless at this stage in Big Brother. And I don't know. I think if we can figure out a way to rework it and to actually give it some kind of impact, if we're going to bring back a competition or something, I don't know. But it's just so pointless. And, you know, their excitement over it being done is just like, all right, yay, we don't have to, like we can eat now. There's nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it appeared on the show once.
And, no.
And anytime the JC did get pissed off, we never saw any of that on the show. Like, we never saw one little bit of JC being, oh, I'm so mad about being a have not or not getting alcohol. Like, none of that shows up on the show. I don't really understand it. It honestly feels a little bit to me like just a way of punishing the house guests if you're production. Like, if JC's being, you know, not playing ball, then, oh, guess what? It's the first three house guests that dropped from the competition that are have-nots. Just like a way of being able to just, like, make them miserable if they
want. At least, like, Big Brother Canada's have-not rooms are, like, are good. They're visually appealing, and, you know, they're sleeping on a floor next to a moat of water. Like, there's something in the room to, like, be like, all right, at least there's a purpose to this room. This is just, you know, they're getting lazy with the rooms. They're, you know, nobody once this entire season complained about being uncomfortable on one of those saucers. Like, not a single time.
Well, they did fight over the big one.
They want, like, Sam wants that to be her bed for the rest of the season. Like, they, yeah. No one is unhappy sleeping on those. They brought the mattress toppers in there, so they were comfortable every single night. Like, they're so ridiculous.
Which is because, like, you don't want them to not be able to sleep, because then they're just going to be walking around like zombies all day.
Right. But I mean, that is kind of the point of have-nots, to make them miserable.
Right. Which speaks to the pointlessness of have-nots.
Right. Yes. So, I don't know.
Yes. There we go.
They're done. So, we can finally go back to the rest of the season.
Yeah. We also, they got videos from home, which was, I'm sure, nice for them. They talked about it a lot, and their families and all of that. We're going to see this on the show. I didn't feel like writing copious amounts of notes.
Again, you know, what is there to really say? I mean, it sounded like they, you know, enjoyed seeing them. I think Angela was a little shaken up by hers. I'm not sure exactly why. I think she was, they were all reading into their, you know, they don't get any information from the outside world. So Haley was like, oh, my dog's not in it. So she was a little worried that why isn't my dog in the video? They might read into it a little bit more than they should be, but it's still, you know, a nice segment on the shows. I think I'm just an emotional baby. So every time that they air these segments, I tear up.
Haley's dad apparently was like, I wish you would leave and come home. Like,
I mean, that was my first thought when I saw that they got messages. I was like, do you think Haley's family like lied to her and was like, we're so proud of you? Or do you think that they were like, hang in there, you're almost done, we'll see you soon?
It's from the description, it sounded very pessimistic, Haley's video from her dad.
What do you have to say to her at this point? Like, if I was her dad, I would be like, get out of there. Like, just leave.
I guess so.
We're lucky that Scotty wasn't still in there, because if his family was sending in a message like, you are never allowed to talk to these people ever again, and they were all watching that.
Yeah. Angela was upset because her family didn't say that everything was fine. And she was like, I wonder if they didn't say that because not everything's not fine and they just don't want to tell me. So, yeah, they were reading into it there. And yeah, I mean, nothing else really of note that I can think of.
No, I'm way more excited for the Caitlin segment, if that ever does turn up on one of these episodes. So if they're watching some video of Caitlin, I'll be excited for that.
Yes. Apparently, Casey's dad, sent her a message. I have seen what is probably the real Casey's dad in the chat for some of these updates. So, shout out to Casey's dad.
I saw that name. I just didn't know if that was that was real or not.
Yeah. I mean, you never know, but it seems
at least
real.
It's Casey's dad and not like Scotty's dad.
Yeah. Scotty's dad would be in here like, hey, stop talking about him.
You are never allowed to go on the podcast with these people again. You are only allowed to talk to Haley and Rockstar.
Yes. Yeah, they're saying he is really Casey's dad. So.
All right. Hey, Casey's dad.
Yeah. What's up?
How you doing?
All right. We got Brett and JC. This was a quick thing that I caught. Brett was talking to JC. He's like, you know, I hope Rachel has a good sense of humor because I've really roasted her this season. And I was like, whoops. Nope.
It's kind of crazy how much he talks about her for somebody who claims that he claims that he doesn't like her. He claims he doesn't like the things that she was doing. I don't know. Like, there's something there. I don't know what it is. I don't know if he's like secretly in love with her and has this like, you know, schoolboy crush on her that he just doesn't want to admit. I don't know what it is, but honestly, he brings her up way more than you would expect anybody to bring up a past house guest. Like, Swaggy's talking on Twitter every time that like somebody mentions his name and he's like, see, they can't keep my name out of their mouth. And then like Rachel gets brought up almost every single day by Brett. It's a little weird.
It is. I just thought it was funny that he was like, oh, I really hope she has a good sense of humor. Like he's already like, he can feel the hatred rays coming from.
Well,
Rachel.
He knows what he's saying every day. Like every single day he's got some new comment. And I mean, yeah, exactly. Like, I'm sure he can imagine how she's feeling on the outside.
Oh, well, you know, she's campaigning against him for America's Favorite, so might not do too well. We did. I mentioned this last night. We heard from Allison Grodner saying that the final two are eligible for the America's Favorite Player. She didn't say if this was true of past seasons, because this, you know, we have assumed this has been a rule for a while, but it is true for this season at the very least. So that's interesting. Knows where that goes. And I'm sure there are a lot of people that would still, you know, still probably assume that the rule is that the final two don't get it. So they wouldn't vote for people that they thought would be in the final two. So there might be some amount of disadvantage there, but it's interesting nonetheless.
I mean, we only have like 2 weeks left. I just can't imagine personally how Tyler doesn't end up taking it, considering like every poll from every site and every person all season has been Tyler, Tyler, Tyler. So I don't know, unless he like does something in the next 2 weeks to make people turn on him, like it seems like he's got it locked up. That's just where I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. I mean, you never know with the casual audience. I could see the casual audience swinging to, JC, to be honest.
Yeah, that's the casuals really like JC. I mean, you've seen his edit. We know what he is been up to in the house. And, you know, I would not be happy if JC won that. But the casuals like him. That's what they're going for with this JC character. They love him.
Yeah, It's seriously possible. So just prepare yourselves for a potential JC win.
If you were ever going to speculate that production would like not let somebody win something or anything like that, like there's no way after all of this that production's handing him that check, right?
Right. I don't know.
They can't.
They gave it to Cody. I mean,
like another fun piece of yesterday, because you know we're stretching for content, is the fact that they got alcohol last night, mm-hmm. and JC was in the diary room at the time that they got the beers and wine, and then he came out of the diary room and like I think all the beers were gone, and he was like a little pissed off about it, or a lot pissed off about it. So again, production continuing to let these things happen that tick JC off.
Yeah, well. You know, just throwing it out there. Watch out for the JC win. Don't be too surprised if it happens. Haley, Angela, and Casey talked a bit. Haley is doing her thing. She loves them. She wishes things didn't go the way that they did. She hopes they can be friends outside the game. She's really, really pushing the like bonding with the girls thing, hoping that these two will keep her safe. I assume that's what she's doing. I assume this is a ploy and not... I can't even tell anymore with Haley. I don't know what's real and what's not, but she spends a lot of time, you know, overly praising them as she does. More what you might call campaigning from Haley.
Yeah, and it's again, you know, it's hard to watch. It's because we know, as you know, we've been watching this for 3 weeks now of her doing the exact same thing, and you know the results are just not any different. So it's tough to watch knowing that she's just kind of not making an idiot of herself, but like she's just, you know, like every time that she walks into another room, you know that they like kind of look at each other like, oh my god, like this is getting tiring. They're probably all looking forward to when she leaves, because I mean they keep calling her fake. Like this wasn't yesterday, but like in prior days they've been like, oh yeah, she's so fake. Like, no, she's just trying to play the game, but you guys are such a strong alliance that there's nothing she can do to get inside. So she's not being fake, she's just trying her best, and it's not working. It's not going to work. So, you know, it's Monday morning, just a few more days of this, and we can be, you know, we don't have to watch this anymore. Haley doesn't have to live this anymore, and we can just, you know, move on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's much she can do, but honestly, the person she should be doing this to is Tyler. I think Tyler's the only person that could theoretically save her. And even then, it's probably not. Yeah. Like Tyler's the reason she's leaving. And, you know, Tyler could probably convince Casey and Angela to be like, let's take out Sam, or let's take a shot at JC, or something along those lines, if that ever happened. But of course it's not going to happen, because she hasn't worked on Tyler and he wants to get her out. So you know, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler was the one who was telling JC last week, there's nothing you could do to change my mind. Haley has got to go. Like, she's the only one who put me on the block. She, you know, she says that she's not coming for me, but you know that the first person she's putting on the block, if she ever came back into power, would be me. So she has to go. So there's just no chance. But it's, again, it's almost over. It's almost there.
Yes. JC talked to Brett. He's like, you know, Haley's been asking me about what's going on this week, and I'm like, I don't know what to tell her. It's really annoying. Brett is concerned that Casey might pull something. Brett's recognizing, like, you know, if Casey was playing this game well, she'd probably take a shot at me right now, which is concerning. But JC's like, I don't think we need to worry. I think we're fine.
Right. So, you know, I mean, like, I'm sorry, I'm being really kind of down on the feed and stuff because they've been boring. But once the veto ceremony happens today and we have our final nominations locked in, Brett and JC won't be so scared to have these conversations anymore, because they've obviously been a little bit more hesitant, because if anything does get out over, you know, until the veto ceremony today, there's still the chance that Casey could end up putting one of them on the block. So they are worried about it. And, you know, that's what they're talking about here. But like, you know, all the exciting stuff last week happened in like the last 24, 48 ish hours where, you know, the nominations are locked in. There's nothing that the HOH can do to, you know, retaliate at them in the meantime. So when they start making their plans for the double eviction or for next week, it will be, you know, after today. So I think things could pick up a little bit. So there might be some stuff to talk about the next few days. But, you know, for now, it's, you know, as once we get past the ceremony today, we should be a little bit better.
Yeah, I anticipate like probably Wednesday we'll get some talk between JC and Brett about really like finalizing plans for a potential double eviction on Thursday. And what exactly they would do, who they would put up, and probably like they'd probably start to try and prepare Tyler for it. They might even talk to Sam and, you know, try to get a sense of where she's at. So we'll get some planning stuff happening. Yeah. And then, like I said, I think no matter what happens, the double eviction should be pretty exciting. I guess the worst case for the double eviction is like Angela wins, Tyler's not able to convince her to put up Brett, and she just takes Sam out. But then we'll have another week where potentially Brett or JC could win HOH and take a shot at Angela the following week. So if anything, like maybe that would make the double eviction less exciting, but it would make the following week potentially more exciting. So I'm a little optimistic.
And I would say, like, even Tyler's probably holding back right now. Like, Brett and JC, like I just said, they're probably holding back so that nothing gets back to KC. But Tyler wants Haley to go this week, even though he's, you know, concerned about the Brett and JC thing. I would say that he also might be holding some stuff back right now so that KC doesn't end up changing her mind and putting up one of these guys, because he wants Haley to go right now. So once nominations are locked in today, we might even see him going to KC's or Angela, one of them, and saying, like, all right, so here's all this information, and now we have to make this move and take Brett out. So, I mean, we could see a push from him over the next few days to make sure that the girls are ready to take the shot at Brett.
Yeah, he's been walking this line, trying to drop hints to Casey. I think it'll be interesting how Casey handles the potential betrayal of Brett and all of that. So, you know, we got some stuff coming down the line. Angela is going to tell Haley about her life story that we saw on the episode last night, the pole vaulting stuff. So now Haley and everybody knows, except for JC, that she's a pole vaulter and all that stuff.
Big stuff.
Yeah, big news. Casey was talking to Angela, and she was saying, during the veto ceremony, I think I'm going to say I'm respecting the HOH's wishes, and that's why I'm not using the veto.
That's something to do, you know. Yeah. What else is she going to say at this point? What didn't they promise us an exciting nomination ceremony, but then nothing really too exciting? I don't know. I thought they were talking about like, oh yeah, that was such a great ceremony.
Oh, I think there were some flubs in the part where I imagine cut out, and they were laughing because they messed up. Like, yeah,
I was like, oh, what a riveting episode. Maybe we'll get something at the nomination ceremony, but then
no,
just normal.
JC talked to Tyler again about coming after Angela. He said Brett is on board. He's doing this. He's really gonna take the shot, and hopefully he wins and makes the move, because that would be good. I was like, would it though? I don't know.
Tyler's in a good spot no matter what. I think that, you know, the other guys are coming after Angela and Casey. Like you were asking Paris last night, who's in the best spot going into the double eviction? I think it's Tyler. I think he's good either way here. So sorry if you're expecting the downfall of Tyler to come so soon. I don't think we're getting it just yet, but you know, that's to be expected, because even though Tyler's game might be slipping a little bit with the rise of Casey and then, you know, the showman's bringing him down, he's still you know, put himself into this good position throughout the entire season. So you know, don't expect him to go on Thursday night is all I would think.
Yes. JC did say he would maybe put Angela and Sam up on the block, which would not be the best strategy for him. Obviously Sam would leave in that spot. I don't know if he's just saying this to Tyler. I don't think he's mentioned this to Brett. But so it's probably not his plan, but maybe just the plan he's telling to Tyler to make Tyler feel a little better in the moment. Who knows? But there's definitely a possibility that he considers doing this, and that would obviously be a mistake. I think he knows not to do this.
Yeah, I think he's smart enough to make the move he was planning on making last week.
Yeah. Tyler wants to know, though, did Brett actually say he's planning on targeting Angela in the double eviction? Did he actually say he was going to do that? Or are you just telling me he's going to do that? And JC's like, no, he actually said it. He's like, did he say the words, or are you just very confident that this is going to happen? And JC's like, what do you want from me? He said it. You don't tell me everything. I'm not going to recite it word for word for you. Tyler, he's trying to get to the bottom of this. He needs confirmation. I think what Tyler's getting at here is that he needs confirmation that Brett is actually doing this so that he can bring it to Casey and have Brett said these words, and not just JC's acting like Brett is going to do this. But he didn't. I don't think he really got what he wanted here.
Yeah, big flaw in Tyler's game that will surely come up if he does make it to the final three and we end up doing one of those, 3-hour podcasts about his game. A lot of people have felt along the way that he just doesn't give them any information. Haley said that, JC said that, Sam has said that at points. People often get frustrated by the fact that when they have, talks with him, that they're just prying a little bit and he's just not giving much at all. So I think that might bite him in the butt a little bit, just, along with many other reasons that could potentially bite him in the butt. But I can't imagine how frustrating it is to go to him when you're supposedly his number one, closest allies in JC and Tyler just doesn't give him much.
Yes. So that was basically the day, unless you've got anything else.
How was your day yesterday? You do anything fun?
I don't know. What did I do yesterday? I don't remember.
You podcasted at night. You podcasted in the morning. You probably edited a podcast in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Anything else? See a movie?
No, I saw a movie on Saturday. I saw The Nun. It was very bad.
I heard that.
Yeah. Don't see The Nun.
I've caught up on Survivor South Africa. Very good season.
Hmm.
Catching up on Are You the One? I kind of wanted some updates from Rob about Legoland. That seems like fun. Never been there.
Yeah.
Anything else?
We did. There was a tweet from Vegas, the spoiler last night about.
Oh, no.
Saying Big Brother has not been renewed for season 21 and says most people are panicking a lot. Les just resigned. Julie's team has not told producers if she would come back, even if it or when it is renewed, and no deal is in place for her on more seasons. Vegas says ratings are the biggest sign. BB20 is blah blah blah. This is a good sign for renewal odds, but nothing is certain. There's no guarantee. If you love Big Brother, do hashtag save BBUSA.
You heard it here first, folks. Big Brother's canceled. That's it.
Yeah.
We're done. Enjoy the last few morning updates because we are out of here.
This is sort of like crying wolf, and it's kind of like you gotta respond if somebody cries wolf, but at the same time, I don't think there's a wolf. You know what I mean?
If a wolf barks in the forest and no one's not blocked to hear it, does it make a sound?
I mean it does. Yeah, we got a bunch of retweets of former players tweeting with the hashtag save BBUSA. So
yeah, all the pre-jury members so that looking for their shot to come back next year.
Is this possible? Of course. Les Moonves, if you haven't heard, has in fact resigned from CBS, and that is the president and Julie Chen's husband. So that's not the best sign in the world for the health of the show. But it has been consistently winning its time slot this summer, doing very well in the ratings. It's very cheap to produce. Really, the only reason they'd have to do anything to the show is if it was tainted because Julie's involved, I guess. And then I don't know. It doesn't seem likely to me that we would lose the show. Obviously there's no harm in showing support online if you want to do that. If we're just getting trolled by somebody, then we're just getting trolled by somebody, good for them. They've you know, they've got enough information to be able to troll us. But, you know, what are you going to do?
And would you guys stay out of Arissa Cox's mentions with all this stuff? Like, come on. It's, I love Arissa on Big Brother Canada, and I would love to see her get, you know, called for such a great opportunity like this, but she's just so good in Big Brother Canada. I think that's part of the reason the Canadian product is so good. I mean, people have their issues with it, but I love Big Brother Canada, and I can't imagine it without Arissa. So please, easy there before we go hiring her with all of our Twitter contracts.
They're never going to take Arissa, no, because
calling somebody from Celebrity Big Brother,
they're not going to you know, go to the lesser version of Big Brother and take their, you know what I mean, like it's just not, I don't think that's gonna happen. But you know, it's who knows what would happen if Julie left. I'm sure that, you know, Derek could try to get in.
Let's
there.
Let's not go there.
You know, Big Jeff could move back. But I don't even think it would be a former player. I know Dr. Will is trolling us at the moment.
Who's ready to shine bright like a Frankie?
it would just be some, you know, up and coming TV host, I'm sure that they would pick up here.
Yeah, they have plenty of options, but you know, I'm all for showing Arissa all the love in the world because she's wonderful, but
yeah,
can we keep her with the Canadian product? She's just so good at that.
Yes.
that's my two cents.
So that's going on. You know, it's this person. I think that's all we got for you.
That's another day down, a couple more to go for this week, and then season is almost over. Crazy.
Yeah. And we'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 20 live feeds. And and then tomorrow night we'll have the round table. Have some fun doing that. Wednesday night we'll recap the Wednesday night episode. Thursday, the same for the Thursday night episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
It's great stuff. Great stuff happening.
You should spoil this kind of stuff on Twitter.
American Ninja Warrior finale tonight. Very exciting. I'm going to be talking to Lita about that. And
when's the next first one out coming out? Do we know?
Probably Wednesday. It's done. I don't know when it's... I just know when my deadline for getting the final version is. I don't know when the release date is.
All right. Well, that's out there too.
Yeah. Very exciting first run out stuff. Less episodes this season, but packed with content. Very fun stuff.
All right. Big storm. Lots to report on in the rain from Josh Wiggler.
Yeah. I really like the storm theme because, the audio that is all rainy is like, I don't even have to do anything to those interviews.
Right. When I heard it was about a storm, I thought that like Sydney was going to come back from Koh Rong and that we were going to get some kind of like Josh and Sydney collaboration. So disappointed to hear that that is not what happened.
Yeah.
I'm stretching here. it was a slow day.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us this morning. Like I said, I will be back tomorrow morning. We'll have some fun then as well. Thank you so much for joining us. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Matt is at Matt Liguori. Find me on Twitch as well. Have some fun there. We can hang out there sometime soon. You know, I've been wanting to play games too, but man, it's, I've been busy with the first one out and some stuff, but with the feed so boring, maybe I'll play some Spider-Man or something. There's a new Spider-Man game out. It's very exciting.
All right, and then we'll report on that tomorrow on the Tuesday morning update.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, guys, for joining us. I will see you next time.